I'm speaking with Natalie Saucedo, who's the Director of Individual Giving and Innovation at the United Way of the Battle Creek and Kalamazoo region. And we're talking about the new Kalamazoo Small Business Health Protection Grant Program. First of all, Natalie, thanks for being with us, and tell us a little bit about what exactly this program is.
Yeah, hi, Andy. Thanks for having me today. So as you mentioned, we've recently launched the Kalamazoo Small Business Health Protection Grant Program, and that is in partnership with the City of Kalamazoo. So this federal funding was made available through the city, and we are partnering to be able to administer these funds to small businesses within the city limits. So the point of this fund, really our purpose, is to be able to provide this immediate support and to reimburse these businesses for any costs that they've seen related to health and human safety since the onset of COVID-19. So since, April of this year, where businesses have really had to pivot, they've seen increased cost in things like PPE, personal protective equipment, even things like, masks, including educational training that they might have had to provide to employees, all the way to signage that they've had to purchase. When you go to the store and you see the little decals on the floor, all of those things, they add up for these small businesses. So this grant fund, the purpose of it is to be able to provide them with a little bit of reimbursement going into this holiday season.
And what exactly will a business be able to get through the program?
Yeah, great question. So the fund is going to allow us to support at least 75 businesses for up to $2,500 each. So again, because it's reimbursable, it depends on how much expense the business has really seen over these past few months. And so we are able to reimburse them up to $2,500.
And what kind of businesses qualify?
Great question. So again, these are small businesses, and just to provide a little bit more detail, those would be businesses within the city limits. They're 50 employees or fewer. They have $2.5 million in revenue or less, and they have to be in operation for at least a year or more from the date of application.
Was this program started because of a specific need that was known? What was the genesis of this?
Yeah, so obviously, over the past few months and even since the onset of COVID-19, the need has only increased. As we see pivots having to be made by businesses, again, there's some increased costs there, different ways of doing business. So, signage, all of those things add up. And the reason for this program, again, these are federal funds that the city of Kalamazoo was able to receive and leverage. And we worked as quickly as we could to really get this program running so we could take advantage of those federal dollars and get them in the hands of local business owners.
And this is coming ultimately from the federal CARES program?
Correct.
If someone is a business owner and they believe they are qualified for this, how do they apply for a grant?
So if a business owner is in need and they feel like they are qualified or that they're eligible for the reimbursement, they should visit our website at www.changethestory.org. And when you get to our website, at the very top, there's a huge button banner that says Kalamazoo Small Business Health Protection Grant. Click on that. There's information on eligibility requirements, examples of costs that we're looking to support. And then there's a huge blue button that says apply now. And then if you click there, it'll take you to our online application system. It's a relatively short application. There will be space that we're asking you to upload those receipts and also things like business license and other things to be able to verify that it is a registered business.
And is there a deadline to apply?
So these funds are first come, first serve. Because of that and because of the need that I've mentioned, there is an increased need in community. We've seen a very high, overwhelming response so far from businesses. So I'm encouraging anyone who feels like they could qualify and could use these dollars to apply as soon as possible. So we'll go through the funds, and when they run out, they run out.
How many applications have you received so far? Do you know?
Yeah, so we've seen quite a few. I can give, overall numbers of who's accessed the system. Again, we just launched this week, so it's pretty new. But we have seen over 50 businesses already access the application.
All righty. And does everyone get $2,500, or is it just depend on the expenses they're seeking reimbursement for?
Correct. It does depend on the expenses. So, you know, if they're able to pull together the receipts of the PPE costs over the last few months since April 1st and submit those, we're able to reimburse for those costs that are submitted.
We've been speaking with Natalie Saucedo, who's with the United Way of the Battle Creek and Kalamazoo region. Natalie, thanks again so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you, Andy. I hope you have a good day.